Yeah. You can start, right? Okay. So hello, everyone. This is also going to be a short presentation. Together with Matthias and Christina, we will present you Pico Scholar, which has as aim to advance open research with an open source AI platform. Currently, we are an open source proof of concept. This is our stage. And we are trying to leverage domain adaptive AI and real-time collaboration to create this tool. And our goal in the future is to gather a community of developers and researchers around the tool in such a way that we can advance systematic reviews. We are a group of Master in Computer Science students from Georgia Tech. Our story started with initially a team of 4 software engineers, then we moved to 5 software engineers, and we participated in two hackathons. And also we collaborated with Robert Gordon University researchers. With the help of DevPost, we actually managed to win a hackathon. We got second prize in the Red Hat and AI hackathon, which actually motivated us to continue with this project and try to move it from a proof of concept to an actual tool that people can use and be useful. The reason why we want to do that is because we believe that currently there is an existing challenge. Users face certain issues, and the existing tools in the field of systematic reviews struggle with increasing volume and complexity of technical literature, specialized terminology, transparent selection workflows, and also there's a limited ability to integrate new publications into ongoing or past literature reviews. In terms of the users that we believe that might find this tool useful, first of all, they are the academic researchers. We believe that it's challenging for them to navigate through vast amounts of literature, and new knowledge is hard to integrate in published literature reviews. Also, conference organizers, imagine that you have to organize like a conference with thousands of publications, and you have to skim through all the articles that are being submitted to the conference. And this tool is actually helping to avoid manually reviewing submissions, and also avoid a situation that might lead to time-consuming and potentially biased selection processes. And also students and educators. They currently lack access to comprehensive resources and structured guidance for conducting effective literature reviews. In terms of how we solve this problem, this proof of concept currently leverages AI-powered search and ranking, which helps with enhancing literature reviews, literature relevance. So basically, when we search, it's not just like your typical search tool. It uses AI to search through all the papers in such a way that the search becomes more relevant. It has a scalable architecture, uses microservices for flexibility, and this in the future will help us adapt and use different, like for example, plug and play models. Also, we are thinking about collaboration tools, and the tool is designed for shared workspaces and role-based access. And in terms of the systematic review flow that we have, this includes metadata extraction and selection criteria. And currently, it's inspired from the biomedicine methodologies. Actually, PICO stands from population intervention comparison and outcome. And yeah, if you didn't understand how the tool works so far, I will do a little demo for you. This is one of the main functionalities. This is the search tool. So you can see here the user inserting the search. You can see that there's an advanced search option with also the possibility to have scientific notation translation. And also we have an AI query optimizer that helps users optimize their question for the search tool. After inserting the question, basically we get to this funnel section that has an AI summary on top with all the papers that are being displayed on the first page. The user can select a paper and move it throughout the funnel and give it different other statuses. For example, in this case, it has moved from identified to screened, and also the user can archive that selection and also bring it back, of course. And also it has this feature of showing only the items that has PDFs. For example, if we get like in a search, we get like 2,000 results, for example, but not all of them have PDFs. This will just retrieve only the items with PDFs, and we have the possibility of chatting with a PDF AI assistant about that PDF in specific. And you can see a display here. Now I'll let Matthias explain you more about the rest.
Okay, hopefully that works all right. Yeah, hi everyone, thanks for your attention. So now we covered the problem space as well as some of the key pain points, and you'll watch the tool in action. So now I want to show you how Pico Scholar works behind the tools, behind the scenes, and also what we see for the future, because we're a proof of concept, right? But we want to push this into like MVP, where it becomes functional for the users. So here's a high-level view of Pico Scholar and the solution. Essentially, users have the ability to upload their own documents, and this triggers a data cleaning pipeline. After that pipeline, we have fine-tuned AI models that will perform metadata extraction. So in the case of biomedicine, we extracted the Pico elements, but the idea is to tailor this to specific domains with fine-tuning adapters. So once we have this, we embed everything, so the documents as well as the metadata, and store it on a vector store that is able to perform semantic and similarity search. So in essence, we're ranking these studies. Finally, we have a RAG chatbot, so this can plug into like your favorite LLM, and that can provide some rich summaries and insights. Additionally, if you see all of those like feedback loops, that's the ultimate intention, where you know every annotation or user decision fits back into the model, in that making this whole process smarter and more accurate over time. In terms of our current stack, we use FastAPI and Python, and also like power our AI features with fine-tuned Cybert and Llama Index. We have React in the front end, and we have containerized all of this application. We mentioned before, we participated in Red Hat and Intel hackathon. We actually like, host this on the Red Hat OpenShift environment, and we take advantage of Intel OpenVINO model formats for faster inference. This data at the moment sits on TIDB for scalable vector search. So I think they offer a free tier that we are able to use, but in the future we would like to host or provide the path to host the solution on full like open source infrastructure. We have microservices and we have AI adapters. So in terms of the potential and how we see this tool is like surrounding like some key aspects, right? So it's all about like these principles of collaboration and transparency within the systematic review. And how, you know, let's say a professor can interact with their TAs and form their own projects, but as well how can that move like across projects, right? And how can we perform like an archive of different annotations that could be trained for specific domains. For this, human AI collaboration is quite important for us, as well as we aim to integrate with other tools such as, you know, automatic annotation tools or reference and citation managers. We want to create an intuitive user experience. Hopefully you got that from having a look at the demo. Some dashboards and data-driven insights. So we are here on the POC, and we aim to go into a self-host solution. We have some personas which I'll talk in the next slide, but essentially we're taking one little like thin slice, produce a valuable product there, and then we plan to expand for a more complicated use case, like you know, a full-on systematic review. So in terms of our first persona that we aim to achieve is the conference organizer. And we picked this because it's quite like a close-knit, bring your own documents type of a scenario. Currently, like in terms of this visual, you can see that we are nearly the end of the phase one, which is all about the backend and the core features. These are like the cross operations for management documents, the AI-driven scoring, so on and so forth. And on the next phase, we want to focus more on, you know, how to make this collaboration and more user management and as well as increasing the efficiency of our ranking processes. Lastly, provide a BI tool on top of all of that. So this is just a little bit more of, you know, once we nail that first scenario, our focus areas are just improving the system, improving the automation, and connecting to more data stores, right? So at the moment on our demo, we only have like, you know, 30,000 documents, but we want to link more to databases like PubMed or Archive. In terms of, you know, if you want to contribute, we welcome contributors, especially like some backend developers, right? So if you like Go, for instance, we're planning to build a backend based on that, as well as you, if you make like very intuitive interfaces, come and talk to us. Ultimately, you know, I think we're interested on developing a lot of the AI models, and we have some help from Intel and some of the processors to the hackathon. So if you're interested on those technologies, come talk to us. Or if you're a user, right? If you want to use this proof of concept now for your current project, or you know, maybe on the future projects, or to change this tool towards, you know, something that might help you, we are happy to hear your ideas. In terms of how to join this community, so we have our GitHub repo. Currently, we're meeting weekly, so usually on Tuesdays, and yeah, we're happy to engage online as well. So I think that's the end of the presentation. Sure. So the question was, what do we use for the extraction pipeline? I assume you mean the metadata extraction. Yeah, so that's kind of like the initial stage of this tool, right? So it was based on one paper from Robert Gordon University on training adapters, specifically for biomedicine. And there are other open source, also databases for extracting PICO. So we use that, about like 1,000 records, and fine-tune a BERT model, a CyBERT model. And that will become our metadata extractor. So at that point, you know, it knows how to extract these four key elements and put it into our tool. And we do some further cleaning on top of that, right? But the idea is like if you bring in other domain with the core elements for your systematic review or your selection criteria, you can decide those four or five key elements, bring in, you know, 1,000 annotations, and then you can explore the literature at the scale. Yeah.
Okay, yes, time to move on to the next talk. So if we can thank Matthias and Cassino again.
Thank you.